Hello and good evening, everyone. Glad to see all of you here. May this day have been very productive and successful for you. And what a better way to end off the day than meeting with the brethren, to be able to break open the bread of life, to be able to fellowship with one another. And so with that being said, as y'all know, for our Wednesday night devotionals, we've been having the topic, single vision. And Mr. Bonner had started us off, and we had Mr. Williamson last week. And now today, I'm going to be speaking on a passage found in the book of 2 Corinthians. So if y'all could please turn with me there. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and it's going to be verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. However, to grab the context. No, actually, we'll stay there in verse 12. In verse 12, let's see what the scripture says right here. And the lesson I've been assigned, the title is Our Conduct in Society. Our Conduct in Society. And so just have that in your minds as we read this passage. Verse 12 says, "For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you." When we begin verse 12, we notice the pronoun "our." Well, who's the "are" referring to? Well, back at the beginning of this chapter, it's referring to Paul and Timothy, his son in the faith. He said that they conducted themselves in the world in sincerity, or in simplicity, in godly sincerity. Well, what does the word simplicity mean? Well, it means singleness. And you think about having this tunnel vision. We're just pressing on towards the mark, doing everything that we can in our power to make it through that narrow gate. And we know that we have that promise, according to the book of 2 Peter, that though it's a narrow gate, if we live faithfully, we'll have an abundant entrance ministered unto us into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, when we think about godly sincerity, what does that mean? It just means, from what I learned, purity, figuratively. It means clearness. We are conducting ourselves in a pure way as we go throughout this life. And notice where they conducted themselves in. They conducted themselves in the world. And we know back in the book of 1 Corinthians, he said, and this is Paul speaking, that "I wrote to you not to keep company with these immoral people." He said, "Yet I did not mean the people of the world, for then you would need to go out of the world." And I'm keying in on that because we know in this world, I mean, we go through hardships, we go through struggles. And we learn in later in this book, he says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." He said, we're persecuted, but not forsaken. And he says, "We are struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus." And so whenever they were conducting themselves in this blameless manner, it was by no means easy. And if anyone ever tells you that running the Christian life is easy, they're a liar, or they're not applying themselves properly, because it's not. It's not easy. We can't stay boxed up all the time. We got to go out, per the command of Jesus, go into all the world. And so with that being said, I want us to go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's look at the type of conduct that we're to have in society. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll begin at verse 11. And notice what the scripture says right here. Peter writing to the dispersion. It was these Jewish Christians scattered throughout the ancient Roman Empire. And I've said this verse many a times, and I'll say it again. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, he says, "Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." So right here we learn that we have these enemies of the soul, and they're trying their best to keep us from living a godly life, from conducting ourselves properly in society. And notice verse 12, he says, "Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil of you, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." And so the way that we conduct ourselves, it's either going to have people glorify God or blaspheming Him. And I'm reminded in the book of Romans, it says that the way that the Jews were acting, that the Gentiles were actually blaspheming God because of that. And we don't want to be accused of doing that. We don't want to be guilty of that. And so we got to be letting our lights shining. We got to have our lamps burning as those who are waiting for the Master. So whenever that day comes and He says to come, we won't be like those five foolish virgins who weren't ready. We'll be like those five wise virgins who were ready. And so I'm reminded about the simple words that our Lord Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, yet they're so profound, yet they're so deep. And let us just meditate on these. Let us be able to apply these into our lives so that we can have our conduct right in society. And you may be thinking about what words? Well, you already know the word. It says, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. He says, we're the city that's set upon a hill. And if anyone has a light, do they put it under a basket or under a bushel? No, they put it on a lampstand so that everyone who is in the house may see the light. So he says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so when it comes to our conduct in society, we're only going to learn how to properly live if we are reading the Word of God, if we're applying it. And we just got to be hungering. We got to be thirsting after it, because after all, we have everything that pertains to life and godliness right here in the pages of inspiration. And well, what is like a practical thing that we can do? I'll just give you one for right now, maybe two. So it was last Wednesday. It was Wednesday morning, and I was coming to the building, and I was passing over a bridge, and I seen this woman, and she was just standing like right there on the side of the bridge, and she was looking to the middle of the street, and I seen something from afar off, and I was like, I don't know what that is. But as it got closer, it turns out that she was waiting right there for the cars to go by so that once it was clear, she was going to pick up this turtle that was right there in the middle of the street. And so it's interesting, because later on that street, it had been some time in the past. You know how there'll be like debris just scattered on the streets and things like that. And it's like, I don't want my tire to get popped. I don't want my neighbor's tire to get popped. So what I did was I just pulled off to the side, you know, it took me a couple minutes, but hey, and I went and I ran in the middle of the street and I just threw it to where no one was going to get the tire popped. And so it's simple things like that, that we can have our conduct in society be right, going above and beyond. And someone may say, well, that's above my pay grade. Whoa, what if Christ had that attitude towards us? Oh, we'd be of men most miserable. We got to go above and beyond. After all, we're Christians. We're followers of Christ. And so with that being said, I just encourage every one of us to see those opportunities and take them, to be able to have our light shining among those around us. And I want to extend the invitation to those who may be visiting. We're glad to have you here. And I'm reminded about what the Lord Jesus would say in the book of Revelation. He said that the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears come, and whoever is thirsty, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. And, well, that's just a reference to the Word of God, because this is the only thing that can saturate, that can satisfy the soul. And we're willing to just sit down and study the Word with you to be able to answer any Bible questions that you may have. And so for those of us who are members, if you just haven't been conducting yourself as blamelessly as you can in this life, well, we encourage you to come forward. We love to wrap our arms around you. We love you. We'd love to pray for you. And so whatever your need may be, won't you come forward as we together stand and sing?